Wolverine fans, this is the Hockey Showcase update. We're going to talk with Coach, find out what's going on with the games. You don't want to miss this one. Wolverine Nation, what's up, everyone? This is your host, Mike, and we're coming to you guys live from the NAHL Hockey Showcase. I can tell you what, it's been a very interesting last few days. We got Coach Aiken sitting down here. We're going to talk with him about yesterday's game and the other ones, and then going into the last game today. So, Coach, thanks for joining us. Thanks being on here again, man.
Good to be here.
It's really exciting. I'm having a lot of fun. These games are just gripping.
Yeah, for the people who aren't here, the environment, and just to come here and see, you know, there's eight rinks in this facility. The first four rinks are full of the NAHL games, and then the other four rinks are full of all the youth teams, U16, U18 teams. So every Division I, every Division III college is represented here. Every NHL team is here. You know, it's a big deal. It's a big time event.
Yeah, I mean, this is my first year coming here, and I'm just impressed. The parking lot's packed, buses everywhere. It's amazing. The boys have been having fun. For those of you who have been following the game, yesterday's was a heart stopper. I mean, we were tied 0-0 all the way to the end, went to OT, and I think it was down to like the last minute and a half before that goal was scored. Minute 40, I think, is when they...
Yeah, we were just, you know, we were probably not too far away from a shootout, heading that direction. And, you know, there's probably more gray hairs on my head tonight than there was a couple days ago. There's a lot of things that we're doing well. I give the kids credit. We're battling. We're competing. There's no quit in us, but we're not... We're not very good right now as far as where we need to be.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're an expansion team. I get it. But, you know, our expectations are high. And it's hard to complain being 2-1 right now as an expansion team. But, you know, I don't know that we deserve to win either of those games. We just found a way to do it. And luckily, our goalies played so well in both games. They gave us a chance to win. And, you know, we may have kind of stolen those games, but we're not going to give the points back.
No, definitely not. We need them their first inning. I mean, yeah, I was watching both goalies, and it's really hard, if you try and look at the two to separate them, you know, who's better at this, who's better at that, and just looking at them both.
They're just both good.
They're both good.
You know, I think, Shane has a background of being the NA3 goalie of the year. He's done it and been dominant, and Ray has been solid all along and played some junior hockey last year. So, you know, it's nice to have two good ones back there, and they can make a big difference in a game for sure.
Oh, most definitely. But, I mean, the team, you know, every game I watch, I look to see how the teams are starting to come together, and we're starting to see these boys. You know, I hear them in the locker room, they're talking about, you know, we need to talk more. You know, they're coordinating better. That molding process is getting, you know, smaller and smaller. So
yeah, it's going to be a work in progress for sure, and you got to hope we get better every day. And, you know, one thing I talked to the team about last night was it's nice to learn lessons as you go along. It's a lot nicer to learn them when you're winning a game. You know what I mean? We'll learn lessons. We'll take a loss here or there, and it's nice to learn lessons from that. But it's a lot better if you can learn lessons while you're still winning, too. So,
it's funny to see from a standpoint of where I'm at. You know, you go through the game. You as a coach, you just aggravated, then they win, and you're just like, man, can I really be mad at these boys? I mean, they came through at the end, so.
Well, I just want to understand that, you know, yeah, we're happy we won the game, but there are so many things that we need to do better.
Yeah.
And we're making the game so much harder on ourselves than it needs to be. A simple play here or there. And I told the guys, it's a hard game. I get it. I played. You know, there's going to be times you're under pressure and you're going to make a mistake. I get that. You can't have multiple mistakes in the same series or sequence of plays. You know, if all of a sudden we turn a puck over and then somebody else misses an assignment and then somebody else doesn't pick somebody up on a back check, there's probably a good chance it's going to be a very quality chance in your net. And, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of detail things that we have to get better at. And, you know, my message after the game last night is, hey, I'm happy we won, but we're not walking out of here like we were great. You know what I mean? We have a long way to go. We have a lot of work to do yet.
I mean, so let's talk about that, though. Yesterday, the video's already making the rounds in both Fairbanks and Anchorage. I mean, last night's goal was pretty cool.
Yeah, the overtime winner was a big-time move. Sigurdsson comes down the ice, and Talon's been very good for us, and he cuts across, and it's a simple crisscross, and it leads to confusion for the opposition's defense, and all of a sudden the puck squirts over to Cam Morris, and you know he scores a highlight reel goal that in between his legs and top shelf, the whole bit. So it was quite a game winner.
No, I mean, from a coach's standpoint, is it one of those things where, you know, that game was so close and it was down to the last second. And it's like, in my head, it's like, great job, but next time don't show off. Just get the goal.
No, I don't know if he's showing off. I think that just ends up being a move.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's like anything else. Like, I used to, when I was younger, I messed around with that move. Nobody did that move in a game ever. And I did it enough in practice where all of a sudden it literally just happened for me where I had a breakaway and I did it. And I never thought I would ever do that move in a game. And then I realized afterwards that, you know what, it just becomes another move. If you do something and it's just another, you know, something you have in your repertoire. And I think for Cam, that wasn't showing off. That was just him being Cam.
And
it worked.
I mean, it's a great move. You watch the video that's circulating and you see it almost confuses the goalie because the goalie thinks that he's going to keep going. And
absolutely.
Cam just puts it through the legs and it goes over his right shoulder.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's a well, you know, rehearsed, thought out play, and it happens in a split second.
And it just adds to that game winning goal.
Yeah, and you know, and here we are.
Nice. Let's talk about the last game before we hit the road. You're going against the Johnstown Tomahawks.
Yep.
Yeah. So, what are you looking at going into that one? I mean,
they're good.
They're good.
We got our hands full today for sure. I was up late last night watching some video and. They're talented. They play hard. I thought they were very physical in the game footage that I watched last night. So I think they're coached well. I think you know, we're banged up. We're tired. Everybody's tired at this time of the showcase, but we are banged up. Jackson Kroc is out of the lineup today. He broke his hand.
Yeah.
And you know, we've been trying to roll four lines. We've been rotating players in and out of the lineup, so we've got some fresh bodies in there and should have some fresh legs. It's certainly a concern of the short turnaround. We were here late last night. We're playing an early game today. It's an unusual situation, and it's the fourth game in 4 days. So
let's talk about that real quick, because I do know that there's a couple guys. I think one of them kind of had a small foot injury, and then you got the one with the broken hand. I think one took a slap shot to the wrist. I mean,
the foot injury is not small. It's a high ankle sprain. Oh, okay. It's probably the worst, one of the worst injuries you could have in hockey. You're almost better breaking your ankle than having a high ankle sprain because those ligaments and stuff just have a hard time healing, and you can tweak it, and you're starting your rehab all over again. So that's a concerning injury for sure.
Yeah. But I mean, are you seeing anything different in your lineups? I mean, are you having, is it hard to kind of readjust your lines, or are you guys seeing them play in the same way?
No, we've got guys that we've been moving around, and you know, our lineup has not been set and not been consistent in the three previous games we've played. So, you know, we're trying to give opportunities to guys. We have 29 players with us on this trip. We had a Ukrainian player that joined us when we got down here.
Okay.
And his paperwork has not gone through, and he hasn't been cleared yet to play. But, you know, the other 28 guys, unless somebody's been, you know, completely injured, we've gotten everybody in at least one game.
Nice.
You know, we want to do that because it's a showcase. But at the same time, these games count in your league standing. So,
exactly.
You know, if they were exhibition games, it would be completely different. But we're trying to win hockey games here.
Exactly. Now, after this, guys, the Anchorage Wolverines are on the road, and it's to your hometown of Rochester, Minnesota. You guys are going to go against the Magicians. I mean, are you?
Yeah. So our plan here is we leave for Rochester after the game today, And then we'll base ourselves in Rochester, practice there during the week. Should be a good setup. We can leave our gear at the rink. The hotel is right across the street, so we can eliminate some, you know, $1,000 a day of bus costs.
Oh, gee, yep.
And, you know, it's going to be a good situation. So we'll practice in Rochester all week. We'll head up and play the Magicians Friday and Saturday, go back to Rochester and practice the next week, and then head to Chippewa for the three games and head back to Anchorage.
I know everyone's excited for that 15th home opener, so you know, it's going to be super excited. I'm excited to get this season started. Well, all right, Coach, I appreciate you being with us. That's going to be it for the podcast. We're going to keep it short and sweet because we got to get down the ice. I think warm-ups are going on, so don't forget to subscribe, guys. Every time a podcast come out, you guys' phone, it'll ding off. You can hear what's going on with the team and all the other cool stuff. Don't forget to keep listening. We're giving away a pair of season tickets. Yes, that's right. You'll hear about that later on. Until then, guys, we'll see you later. This is Wolverine Nation.